This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you want to know how I know it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show? Because Michael Harrison is the official. He's in charge. It's his office.
I'm like a referee. I actually wear. You can't see it because we don't video this. But right. I do wear a striped shirt so as to stand out from the players and get the respect that an umpire deserves.
Right, exactly.
A referee.
All right, so he's here to go through the top stories of the week, charts for the week of July 24th to the 29th, and the people list as well, which you can find at talkers.com every week, and we also have it at goodayshow.com as well. So let us go through. Michael, please.
Here we go.
Stories and the people list.
I'm raring to go. I got a lot of information here, and this is it. At number 10, we have a tie between big tech and the CHIPS Act. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion rights. A lot of civil rights action in the on the radio. COVID-19 and health care at number 7. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign affairs, and a lot of that takes in China. At number 5, the environment and climate change. At number 4, crime and gun control. At number 3, the January 6th committee hearings. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And number 1, the economy and the Fed rate hike. The people on the survey at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8, Anthony Fauci's at 7. At number 6, we have Ron DeSantis, and we should squeeze in there. It's not on your list, but late research indicates Mike Pence tied with Ron DeSantis at number 6. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Joe Manchin is at 4. Number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Donald Trump is at 2. And he's almost number 1. I mean, it's almost a tie between him and number 1, which is Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of the conversation on talk shows across America this week.
All right, a lot of focus, as usual, on the environment and what's going on, the drought. You and I live in Massachusetts, very hot, very dry, very humid here. Farms out where you are, you live in the part of the state where there are more farms than in my part of the state, the Connecticut River Valley. That's the saving grace there, because the farms that are on the valley or next to the river are able to get the nourishment they need to make things grow. But elsewhere around our state and around the country, the situation is, I don't know if the word dire is too vivid, but it's not good, put it that way. And the price of, in a year and a time when the price of food, which is certainly related to number one, the economy, price of food, people are having to make choices. Do I eat my food or do I pay my rent? And that's not a good, healthy place for a country like ours to be, Michael.
Not good at all. No, and obviously it's a problem time. And inflation, the rising cost of goods, services, fuel, and food, and housing, are problematic. However, I have to point out that fuel prices have been easing. They are starting to come down.
Right.
There are indications that the housing market has cooled off, which is good for people who have to find a place to live or buy a house or pay rents, which are extraordinary. They're absolutely, through the roof, to use a no pun intended.
I saw what you did there. That was clever, Michael.
But I tripped over it. I didn't deliver it properly. I'm going to go back to the. I'm going to go back and practice.
Let's re-record that.
Really. That's awful. But there are other areas where it's not clear as to whether this is a recession or what a recession means, and it's not even clear as to what type of inflation we're experiencing. So this is a time that has economists confused, and a lot of people are not quite sure. They're not sure of their own financial situation, which is a kind of a ridiculous thing. I mean, do you need to have economists tell you whether you're well off or not? You know.
Well, but the country's not sure of its own financial footing. Mm-hmm. So people who live in the country, there are those who are involved in politics and government who want to keep spending money that they don't have to spend. They aren't addressing the real world issues like waste, fraud, abuse, the kinds of things that go on in government every day. And we say, oh, well, that's government. You know, two guys riding around in a truck, the Public Works Department, and they aren't doing anything but riding around in a truck. And the rule is you can't have one guy out on his own, so there has to be two people in the truck, and they're going to Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts. Takes two guys to go there. You know, that kind of stuff. The disrespect, we laugh about people, but you see it, especially this time of year, pretty much everywhere around the country where there are road works and public works projects going on. The guy who's leaning on the shovel, the guy who's talking to the other guy, the policeman is there to direct the traffic, and the work is barely getting done. We have an intersection in my town of Framingham that has been under construction for 2 years, and nobody knows what the real reason is. Well, nobody wants to say what the real reason is. The real reason is the feather bedding that's going on, and especially not just with the town employees, but the utility companies that have to move the wires, that have to remove the gas lines. And these people, they do it when they feel like doing it. And it's just, it's like things are coming to a standstill. We are getting crushed by the weight of our own success, in a manner of speaking. You know, there are now too many people. You can't feed all the people in the world. You can't manage all the people in the world, right? I mean, look around. Isn't all of the stuff we talk about, all the problems the world has, are based on us not being able to fix the problems because there are too many of them, because there are too many people that create too many problems. How's that for a treatise?
Wow. You should have been one of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson could have used you when he put together the Declaration of Independence.
I was Thomas Jefferson.
That's very possible. You might have been Thomas Jefferson, but somewhere in the transition, you lost a couple of brain cells. I'm just teasing. But issue of economics is very complicated. You know, you mentioned two guys. That's two people getting a salary as opposed to one in the truck. And they go to Dunkin' Donuts. That keeps the people at Dunkin' Donuts working.
Yes.
You know, circulation of money is part of economic health. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the creation of wealth that is the circulation of wealth. I don't fully understand it, but I don't feel bad about not understanding it, because not understanding it and being honest about it is a step toward enlightenment, because I think most people, including the so-called experts, do not understand how this whole thing operates.
We're not doing a good job forging ahead of teaching youngsters who are in school about how the basics of the economy, for example, work, or maybe the basics of the environment. A practical experience, for example, the deadly Kentucky floods this week. We'll talk about that as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 15 past the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the word on getting healthy the right way, the correct way, the intelligent way, the important way of seeing through to make sure that all the work you've done to lose the weight doesn't go up in smoke, or it doesn't go up in fat. I guess either or. The problem with people who lose weight, sometimes fast, is that it goes back again, comes back on. You pile it, took it off, and you pile it back on again. So a good stopgap for that is to use a product called Calotren, Calotren. It's a weight loss formula that has all natural ingredients, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes are there. It's a very simple, it's not complex, very simple way for the body to repair itself, rebuild itself using this formula. So if you'd like to take advantage right now of the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, get yourself into the healthy place and staying there, go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get the special pricing on the Dog Days of Summer deal, plus you don't have to pay for shipping. That's not the incentive. The incentive here is to know that you're going to lose the weight and keep it off. Check it all out, and then check yourself out at toploss.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
It's fun. I don't hear anything from the studio. All right.
Uh-oh, they disappeared.
All right. 18 after the hour. So, these people that were killed, there were eight of them in the floods in Kentucky this week. Our number five issue on the countdown story list, the environment. Mm-hmm. So this continues. One part of the country is dry as a bone. Another part of the country gets 10 inches of rain in like a day or less. So here we go with all these contrasts, and people are trying to figure out what to do. How do they survive? Because it's a big hazard, isn't it?
Well, floods are a hazard. Floods are scary. They come out of nowhere. You can be hit by a flash flood, some type of a flood, even in a drought. And then the irony is sometimes the flood happens so fast it washes across the land, it destroys things, and it happens so quickly the ground doesn't have a chance to absorb it, and then you go right back into a drought, which is a terrible situation.
The runoff.
Right. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
The runoff, yeah. Yeah, happens on the farm sometimes, or it is, the EPA says that it's a danger, but they don't really quite understand how it works. But there is runoff, especially I was talking to you a few minutes ago about you living close to the Connecticut River and in the valley. There are lots of instances, especially when there's heavy torrents of rain, when some of the topsoil gets washed off into the river. Happens at the Mississippi River. It happens along the banks of many rivers where there is farmland, beautiful, rich farmland, but some of it erodes because that's just kind of the way nature is. You know, people wonder where loam comes from, where dirt comes from. A lot of it is recycled from the waters, the river, the estuaries. You didn't know that. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. But it's really interesting how the world changes with the climate, and where there's a drought and there's sand and there's desert now was 100,000 years ago lush growing areas. Pretty interesting. All right, Michael and Doug continue now with our overview of this past week on News Talk Radio, 21 after the hour.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Dear listeners, this is a letter from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Please pay attention to what we do here on this program because it's important. How about that? We send that note. We can use Constant Contact and send it to everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Right.
You build audiences one brick at a time.
That's right. Exactly.
That's actually the way life is today. One brick at a time. One person
there
at
is.
A time. Am I right?
Sometimes it's one brick goes up and two of them fall down.
Yep. Okay. Well, there's no such thing as mass media anymore. There's no such thing as, you know, public opinion. Everything comes down to the individual cell that makes a society, and that's individual people, each plugged into their earbuds
and to their
podcasts and to their websites, and it's a whole different environment as to how we communicate.
It's mask media. You misplaced a vowel and a consonant there.
Mask media.
Did you see that Los Angeles County this week? This is regarding number 7 on the story list. The County of Los Angeles Public Health Department says that there's no more problem. We've reversed our course on the mask mandate. You do not have to have, if you're indoors, they were going to reinstate it, but then they changed their mind because it's not a big deal anymore. In Los Angeles County, it seems that you don't need to wear a mask. Now, there are people who choose to wear a mask, who live in L.A., my daughter, my son, their families, when they're in tight quarters on the plane when I went out to get my daughter and my grandson to come out and visit with me on the farm last week, they all wore masks. And as they say, it's up to you if you want to. Does it seem intelligent? Do you think people who wear masks are more intelligent than those who don't, Michael?
I do not judge people anymore by whether they wear a mask. I just respect them. Let them do what they want.
What do you do?
I wear a mask when I have to wear a mask. I know in Massachusetts, if you go into any building that's a medical building, of any kind, a hospital, a doctor's office, whatever, you have to wear a mask. So you wear a mask. If I have a mask in my pocket and I'm in an elevator and everybody in the elevator is wearing a mask or there's another person, I'll take my mask out and put it on so as to respect them. I find mask wearing is more of a social thing now than it is necessarily a scientific one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not like the idea of politically weaponizing masks, and I think we're out of that era. I think no longer is it a left-right Republican-Democrat issue, and that makes me relieved, to say the least.
Yeah, it does, frankly. Speaking of left-right and Republican and Democrat, number two on the story list this week is the focus on the midterm elections and the amount of there are a number of things that I would like to visit with you on. One of them is how much money is going to be spent advertising on the radio and elsewhere for these hardcore politicos. Billions. Remember when it used to be a big thing when there was millions spent for elections? Now it's billions being spent to advertise.
You know, makes you wonder why. Makes you wonder why.
Well, the
how much money is there? How much money is there in having your way politically? How much money is there in being elected dog catcher? You know, when you hear people spend millions of dollars to have a job that pays hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money going? What benefits are gained by being in office? This is all fascinating stuff.
Well, it speaks to the decay of the representative form of government that we are not a democracy. We're representative, and supposedly the people who are in Congress represent us.
Uh-huh.
I think that that's one of the reasons there are problems, because they don't represent us. More on that coming up, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available...
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples. Purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started...
N731. In-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain product services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China is reporting Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned against playing with fire over Taiwan. In a call with President Biden on Thursday, highlighting Beijing's concern about a possible visit to the Chinese-claimed island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Still no word if she will go or not to Taiwan. Thursday, the Biden administration approved a plan to complete a section of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. The goal is to fill in 4 major gaps in the wall that continue to allow Yuma to be inundated with illegal immigrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the cartels in Mexico are gaining massive wealth.
They will move people, or they'll move drugs. They are what some people have called commodity agnostic. They're all in the money-making business, and they're getting rich. because the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop or deter illegal immigration.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. As Democrats hammer out an agreement that vaguely addresses health care, climate change, and large corporate tax increases, the cost to the American taxpayer is roughly $740 billion during a recession. Rona McDaniel, the Republican National Committee Chair, says the GOP is a sharp contrast to the DNC.
I do think it's important that we create a bold difference between the Republicans and Democrats, and we need to take that to the American people. Listen, we're for parental rights. We're for parents having a say in their kids' education. We're against this woke agenda of teaching our kids in kindergarten about gender identity and telling young women that they have to compete against biological men in their school sports. These are things we're for. We're for energy independence. Of course, we should be producing energy here in the United States. We are for religious freedom. We are for economic opportunity. We are for a border that is secure and stopping the flow of drugs that are coming across our border. So we have to be bold in saying these things.
The principal of Uvalde, Texas elementary school, Mandy Gutierrez, where 19 students and 2 teachers were killed by a gunman, has been fully reinstated, effective immediately, 3 days after she was suspended. The Islamic New Year, also known as the Arabic New Year, is the first day of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. This started 570 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hi, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. It plays around the country and around the world on a lot of great radio stations. As a matter of fact, you know what I should start doing, like Casey Kasem used to do? Remember on the American Top 40, American Top 40, he would always acknowledge the stations that are carrying the program. It's heard on the country and around the world on great radio stations like KTAK, K-Talk. All right, so anyway, that's him.
Why don't you do that?
I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a whole list of stations. We have new stations being added now every week, so yeah.
Now, if you were Casey Kasem, here's how you do it. Okay, now in American Top 40, we're going to play the number one song in the nation, The Beatles. Ah, now, let's not play it. I'm just sick of hearing it. I mean, let's play something by Mantovani.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, yep. Not Mantovani, something by Bach. As opposed to, instead of Bachman Turner Overdrive, we just do Bach. That's it, Bach. How about them apples? Bach. All right, so thanks to WGCL in Bloomington, the Indianapolis market, for carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There we go.
Yep.
Cool. All right, here we have number 8 this week, the combo. You were explaining to me off the air the how you put these things together. Sometimes it takes some magic.
Well, not really. What I explained to you has nothing to do with how we put this together.
Oh.
You asked me something. I'm gonna stop you right dead in your tracks.
Okay.
so you don't misrepresent anything.
Uh-oh.
You asked a question of what's the commonality between certain things on a certain line, and I explained what they were. But sometimes things have no commonality at all. They're just ties.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to stop you dead in your tracks, but I cannot allow misinformation to come forth.
Can't have that. Not under any circumstances. Okay, so maybe this is a partial sports. There's a lot of sports stuff because the football teams are back in the camp, and I know you love football, and even though Brady doesn't play for the Patriots, I know you love Brady. And nobody's decided whether or not
I don't love Brady anymore.
You don't?
No.
Because
I'm Brady'd out.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah, no, I would never have left New England if I were Brady.
No, I don't think. But why did he leave? Was it just for
Patriots? He left. He had problems with Belichick. He had problems with Kraft. He had problems with the Patriots. He had problems, you know, with their philosophy or whatever. But see, I'm extremely old school when it comes to sports. I think if you have the love of a city, if you have the love of a market or a region where the people adore you, and it's gone on for years and years and years, and you've made millions and millions of dollars, why would you besmirch that special relationship as a human being with all those people that grew up loving you to get an extra year or two out and a couple of more millions of dollars by going to another place and breaking people's hearts and besmirching that relationship? Brett Favre did it with Green Bay.
Yeah.
My hero when it comes to this stuff was Jackie Robinson, was a great hero of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Their arch rivals were the New York Giants, and he still had rubber left on his wheels, you know. He still had, and they traded him. They traded one of the greatest human beings of all time. The relationship between him and Brooklyn was overwhelming. They traded him while he still had athletic ability to the Giants of all places, to the dreaded Giants. And you know what he did? He said, rather than betray the fans that I have a relationship with who love me in Brooklyn, I am retiring.
I quit.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I feel strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in love with Brady anymore. Nah.
Okay. All right. Would you like to see Gronk playing somewhere? Or you never loved
Gronk him? Too. You know.
Yeah.
They loved Gronk in New England.
Yeah.
I mean,
they did. All right. So let's talk about this guy from the University of Michigan. The football coach there, Jim Harbaugh, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who is fiercely against abortion, said that he would be willing to raise the baby of any of his players if they happen to impregnate a lady on the campus.
Hmm.
He told the players that the same thing I tell my children, boys and girls, same thing. For everybody, I encourage them, if they have a pregnancy that wasn't planned, to go through with it, go through with it. I kind of feel that same way myself, but it's, you know, it's a personal thing of above. And, you know, there's lots of reasons, sometimes good reasons, for having to do what you have to do. But he said, let the unborn child be born, and if you don't feel like you can care for it, you don't have the means, the wherewithal, then Sarah, my wife, and I will take the baby.
Hmm.
So, how about that?
Yeah,
I guess he paid $36 million to coach the...
Being the coach of a major college or university football team is equal to being a king.
Wow.
I mean, it is a remarkable job. That's why a lot of NFL coaches go into college football.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way. Usually college coaches fail when they go to the NFL. It's a whole different culture.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have control of the locker room the way NFL coaches do, the way they did when they were dealing with college students. But you get yourself in a prestigious university as a college coach and you have a winning record, you become a king, you become an emperor. They live on a level that is so luxurious and they're held in such high esteem that it's one of those little things people don't realize, that, you know, there are jobs out there that have perks. Boy, does that come with a set of perks.
You know, Yeah, there are. I wanted to. We have a limited amount of time here, and I want to get onto a couple of other things. If you're willing to move into another area, number two this week, the parleying of partisan politics. How do you like that for alliteration? The new party that has been formed by Andrew Yang, who ran for the presidency and presented himself, I think he acquitted himself quite well running as a Democrat, and Christine Todd Whitman, who was the Republican governor of New Jersey before Chris Christie was governor. They've come together. They've raised some money already. This seemed to come out of the blue, but what a great idea. Yes, what do you think?
Well, I mean, in a way, I think it'd be better if the Democrats and the Republicans got their act together.
Yeah.
I think the two-party system is a really good system if the party's not corrupt. So basically, if somebody has seriously wants to start a third party, what they really are saying is they want to start a party that will knock off one of the two parties and become the second other party.
Talk about this, look at what happened this week. Republicans blocked a bill to help the vets. You go on the campaign trail, look at all these phonies who use soldiers in uniform as a backdrop for their patriotism and support, yada, yada, and then they vote against bills. There's nothing more disgraceful than the number of suicides among veterans in our country and the way the veterans are treated by the hospital system. There, you can count on one hand the number of good Veterans Administration hospitals there are in the country. And so here, the people that are trying to get things fixed, I mean, if they just do what they're supposed to do, you wouldn't think they'd need a bill. But this is antagonizing anger. It comes into my mind. I think this is a damn outrage, and these people are such phonies, Michael.
They're phonies in as much as they go for cosmetic remedies to play to their base, as opposed to remedies that might be politically inexpedient, that may take a long time and not serve their political interests. Mm-hmm. In other words, they none of them would ever take a chance of doing what they think is right that might cost them an election. That's why Liz Cheney, whether you like her or not, is proving to be a real statesperson.
I like her.
Again, whether you agree with her position and your feelings in Trump, that's secondary. At least she's standing up for what she believes in, even if it means losing the election.
Yeah.
Most politicians won't do that. What they do is they find a way to come up with some kind of righteous indignation, some type of a bill, some type of a position that makes it look like they're doing something when they know what they're doing won't amount to anything anyway, but it makes them look good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's what happens. It's across the board.
Yep.
You know?
Number six this week, the war, the Germans are running out of hot water because they don't have the fuel. The gas is being turned off by the Russians.
Yep.
And already the water is cold in the city of Hanover, which is close to the Russian border. The German gas supply limited or eliminated. So what in the world happens this winter? When all this energy is shut down, a lot of cities, a lot of people, what's going to happen?
Well, what happens is people start to say, well, maybe we shouldn't get involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Maybe we should just leave it to those two countries to work out their own problems and mind their own business.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we all are interested in our own self.
Everybody, you know, hey, we're beating up and, you know, taking it to Russia and we're sanctioning them and now they're going to really suffer. And all of a sudden the Russians fight back and, like, they're bad guys now. I mean, don't you expect there to be a retaliation? If you're going to have an economic war, Russia's going to fight back. Again, I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. I'm saying it's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know, put up or shut up. It's so easy to fight a war that other people are fighting for you. But if you're going to get involved in a peace movement or a war movement, you better be ready to have your kids sent off to serve or your gas to be shut off.
Inflation is the focus as we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men experience hair loss before they're 35? You want to gamble with your hair? You can flip the odds in your favor. The word is KEEPS, for keep your hair. KEEPS, KEEPS. clinically proven, FDA-approved hair treatment available now online at Keeps.com. You want to go to Keeps.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first treatment, your first order. So whether you're trying to prevent hair loss, you're trying to stimulate the growth of hair, whatever it is, keep the hair that you've got. Keeps is a doctor-controlled helpline. They'll give you the right products, develop a personalized hair-saving routine just for you. So get Keeps delivered straight to your door by going to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first order. Keeps, keep your hair with Keeps.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com every week to get the list of the things that are on the charts. You can also get it at gooddayshow.com. So you're going to introduce a record. Doesn't seem like something that a talk radio guy would be doing.
Actually, this one is a record, musical record designed for talk radio. I mean, music radio doesn't, you know, break records, meaning create hits anymore. It's called Idiots. You and I have talked about it a number of weeks ago. It's with Gun Hill Road. Yeah. I'm the lead singer on it, but I sort of talk sing it. It's sort of like Robert Preston in The Music Man. Yeah. And it's about idiots in our society, and it's very, very powerful, and it's going to be a video, and we'll do a big premiere of it here on this show.
Yes, we will. Michael Harrison sings and dances his way into your heart here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, I'll look forward. Remember, we premiered the last Guns N' Road record that you were
in. Yeah. That was also
a similar
type of song.
Something to look forward to. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sleep with you. There it is. Okay. So it's Marilyn Monroe. It's 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. That's Anna. No, that was really Marilyn.
Yes, that was. That was the real.
Anna DeArmas. DeArmas, I pronounce her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie is called Blonde, and the trailer has been released. What do you think of this?
It looks good. I mean, this is the type of stuff I like Netflix doing. I mean, it's a drama based on Marilyn Monroe, Ana de Armas, who was in the last James Bond movie, a big up and coming actress in the industry, getting really good buzz.
Like she did in the James Bond movie.
No.
It's like a different person, the way they made her up. Different person. So, but this back to the Netflix thing, they put that Mr. Gray or whatever it's called, Gray Man.
The Gray Man.
For a week and wasted a lot of people's time. I wanted to see it, but it was gone before you could, you know. So
done very well. I mean, according to their stats, it was the number one movie on Netflix in 92 different countries. They've already greenlit a sequel, bringing back the Russo brothers to direct a new installment starring Ryan
Gosling. Right?
Ryan Gosling.
So this lady is highly touted. She brings back the whole Marilyn Monroe sort of air and the aura of her. And so the transformation will be interesting and see how people, well, you know, these movies about...
Here's the interesting part about this project. The rating on this is NC-17.
Yeah.
Which means it's got to be a pretty dark movie to get an NC-17 rating.
Well, is it dark or is it just sexy?
Probably is a ton of nudity in it to get an NC. You don't see that very much anymore.
Nope. So she's Norma Jean, as it were. Wasn't there a movie called Norma Jean 2 about
Yeah, I believe there's been a bunch of movies based on her. Michelle Williams did one about 5 years ago that she was pretty good. She won an Oscar, I believe, for Best Actress.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yep. Okay, I saw a story about Mark Wahlberg. His experience with James Caan, it looked like a lot of fun the first time they worked together. Apparently, they had a great relationship. You know, thinking about guys like Wahlberg. So, does he stay? Would you say that Wahlberg and Caan were sort of cut out of the same cloth? Are they?
I don't know about that. I think Mark Wahlberg's had a really good career. He's put himself in a good position in terms of structuring himself to have power in the industry. Gets a lot of good roles, is in the producing side of things. He's learned the craft very well. Some roles he's really good. Some roles I think he's somewhat miscast. But overall, it's been a great ride for him personally in the industry. He's made a ton of money. And he certainly made his mark over the last 15 years in the movie business. I got one bit of movie news here.
Okay.
Creed 3, which was supposed to come out this November, has been pushed to next year, March 2023. It will star Michael B. Jordan. That will be his directorial debut. Also, another story in that world, MGM is moving forward with a Creed spinoff, Drago, which Dolph Lundgren will reprise his role of Ivan Drago in his own film. I got to be honest with you. I don't understand why they would finance that. I just don't see a big interest. I thought he was fantastic in Creed 2, Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. I'll give him credit for that. But a standalone Drago film, I don't think I'd spend $30 million plus to do that, but we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm, no. All right, what's out this weekend? It's good.
DC's League of Super Pets, big animated film voiced by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. It's going to make a lot of money. This will be a moneymaker. The reviews are pretty good. People, families love animated movies. So this
is there anything that The Rock goes? Is there anything The Rock's in that doesn't automatically become a success?
Well, a success. I wouldn't say everything he's done is a massive success, but he's put himself in a tremendous position in terms of being a producer and have a lot of creative control. He works, gets a lot of upfront money. He gets points, so he's
I'd
done,
like to see him do a baseball.
Great.
I'd like to have him find some character in the world of baseball. Baseball movies are always so good. Let's get a baseball movie for The Rock. Food for thought, anyway. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. It's Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we come up to 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.